Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Wednesday. We are halfway through the week. That is good news. I know it's another hot day out there. Pretty soon we're going to slip into that summertime pattern of more like a 40% chance of rain coming up soon. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about. If you're just tuning in, first of all, if you are stuck in that traffic on the I-10 coming from Kenner, man, God bless you. It's a mess, right? Now, if the traffic is absolutely stopped, is it okay to text then? I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but honestly, I would. But I'm not telling you what to. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you what I might do if I was stuck in that traffic. But I-10 coming from Kenner is bad. And then even after the 610 split, there's a broken down tractor trailer on the Carrollton overpass. That is not good. Okay, so some of the Democrats are debating tonight. There are so many Democrats running for president that they have to divide it into two nights. And some of the stars in the debate tonight, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Those are some of the highlighted ones. Those are the better-known names. There are others. But, you know, we'll have highlights on the show tomorrow afternoon. But I thought we'd have a little fun this afternoon, on and off throughout the show. You could send me a text or you can even call. You know, years ago, there was a drinking game called Hi Bob with the Bob Newhart Show. Because they said Hi Bob a lot. So you were supposed to take a shot or do it, take a sip of your drink or whatever. You're supposed to drink every time somebody said Hi Bob. And chances are you were drunk by the end of the show because so many people said Hi Bob. So what should the drinking word or phrase be for tonight's debate with the Democratic candidates? Getting some great suggestions here. Impeach, health care, student loans, housing, reparations, Social Security, obstruction of justice, Russia, and we'll continue with this on and off throughout the show. Also, coming up later this hour, I want to talk about the four new events that are going to be part of the 2024 Olympics in Paris. And of the four, one in particular is drawing a lot of criticism. People saying it should not be an Olympic sport. If this is going to be an Olympic sport, then what about hopscotch? So anyway, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Can you imagine? I know this sounds like a ridiculous question, but it's not. Can you imagine developing an emotional bond with a robotic pet of some kind? Aibo was that robotic puppy that Sony introduced in 99. And this psychology major at Yale University says that her Aibo, the latest version of Aibo, has done much to enrich her life. She named it Ren. And she says that it has helped her cope with life's challenges. And she can take it everywhere. Where pets are not allowed, you could bring in your robotic pet. But I know this sounds far-fetched, but there seems to be some high-tech companies that are really betting on the idea that a lot of Americans are going to develop this emotional bond with robotic pets and basically use these robots, these little robotic pets, for support and for comfort. Can you imagine doing that? I mean, I can't because I know what it is. But now these are really sophisticated because some are now being made to recognize your face. So, I mean, if it can recognize your face, it's like, I mean, you're not going to like think, okay, it knows me. It will recognize your face. They can learn tricks. They can go around obstacles and things like that. I mean, if the technology is there for that Roomba thing or whatever it is that does the vacuuming in your house, I mean, if the technology is there for that thing to go all over, then I guess you could put that into a robotic pet. I can't imagine it, but I don't think this is really a far-fetched question. And when you consider that the high-tech companies are banking on this, developing these really high-tech robotic pets, I guess they're depending on people to do that. And think about where no pets are allowed. There's a new sign at a grocery store downtown, Ross. It says no pets. Service animals welcome, but no pets allowed. And you know, a lot of people bring their pets into stores. We're not as pet-friendly a city as other cities around the country are. A lot of people bring their pets to the store. I don't know if they're supposed to do it or not, but it's not something that is prohibited. They let people do it, but some people now here have gone out of their way of saying, no, you can't bring your pet in. A service animal, yes, but not your pet. But you could bring in your robotic pet. If you went to a restaurant, you were eating alone, I guess you could put your little robotic dog right there on the table. And it would recognize your face. And I don't know. I find this strange because it's still a piece of machinery. It is a robotic pet. We've also been talking about that heartbreaking picture of a father and his 23-month-old daughter dead lying face down on the Rio Grande River. And this just adds more and more passion to the border debate. The saddest aspect of all of this debate is that the Republicans and Democrats show no signs of wanting to come together to solve the problem. It's more about blocking the other party if it's their idea. There are solutions. We need to secure the border. A wall would certainly help. But it's almost as if neither side wants to do anything the other side wants to do, even if it's the best idea for America. And for those trying to get in, even if it's the best idea for securing our border, they don't want to do it because it gives the other side credit. And this is why we are where we are. I mean, that's how divided politics has been. Back in the Reagan years, Ronald Reagan and Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, Reagan a Republican, Tip O'Neill a Democrat. Man, they battled it out. They really disagreed with each other on a lot of things. I mean, passionately disagreed with each other. But at the end of the day, they managed to compromise on a lot of things, and they worked things out. We don't see that anymore. I mean, the new C word that you're not supposed to say, you know the other C word. Well, the new C word is compromise. It's like, that's like a dirty word. In fact, along those lines, something happened on this day. Let me make sure I've got the year right. I think it was 1988. Something happened on this day. No, on this day in 1990. George H.W. Bush did something that ended up maybe being one of the reasons why he lost re-election. And it's all about this idea of compromising. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, the Michael Bublé song of the day is Everything by Michael Bublé. When you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260-WINS, 260-9467, you win a pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé July 17th at the Smoothie King Center. From New Orleans, Bob, welcome to WWL.
Hey, hi, Bob. Let's have a drink.
Hey, that's Bob.
Good idea. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I'm an angry white guy.
Good.
You know, generally conservative, but I've got a couple of points that I'd like to try to make on the issue of Hispanics working and solving problems for us in New Orleans by being here when other people will not take positions and do the work that they want to do. I would say that we're blessed after Katrina to have had folks from the states of Chihuahua and Guadalajara move into New Orleans and help us rebuild our homes and our businesses and our roads and our roofs after Katrina. And I get real concerned when I see that we are going to disallow people to come to help fulfill jobs when no one else wants to fill them.
Well, the point you're making is that as much as some people do not want to admit it, a lot of people who call themselves patriotic Americans, they do not want to admit this, but there are Americans that are not filling jobs that need to be filled for our country to move forward.
I agree. So what do we do? We disallow people who can take you know, those jobs and progress us a little further down the road and up the ladder. So the economics of it is what I would say is the issue here. If we can't fulfill a job, we can't grow. Make sense?
It makes total sense. And it's true. Yeah. It's factual.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, is that game coming down from the Olympic people? Is that Mumble Pig by chance?
No, it's not.
Everybody know what Mumble Pig is?
No, what is Mumble Pig?
An Olympic sport.
What is it?
Well, when you were kids, you had a little pocket knife, and the other guy had a little pocket knife, and you would play the splits. You would throw the pocket knives, land them in the ground, and you had to move your foot in that direction. So you would try to get somebody to split, really. But unfortunately, a bad shot like me would put a knife in a guy's shoe.
That sounds not good. Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
I cannot understand why it couldn't be a bona fide sport in the Olympics.
It sounds like there would be some good competition there. Bob, I'm glad you called. Yeah, coming up, I'll tell you about the sport that is going to be added to the Olympics in 2024. And a lot of people are very critical of this particular activity. And, you know, there's going to be an elephant in the room when we talk about this, but I'll get to that when we come back. Here's a text that says, my iPhone recognizes my face, voice, and talks to me. Well, it's true. Yeah, I just got a new iPhone, and it does have face recognition, so it recognizes my... But it doesn't... Like, it doesn't say, hey, you look really good today, or you look terrible. Here's a text that says, no thanks to the robot pet. I'm waiting for the sex robot. It's going to be a machine. Come on. Really? But I'm sure there are advantages to that. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. WWL. So Sony and some other electronic companies are betting on this desire to personally bond with a robotic pet or some kind of a robotic device. And so they're making these devices very very sophisticated. Not only can they do jobs for you, but some of these devices that they're making are designed to make you love them. And I don't mean in a sexual way. Aibo retails for almost $3,000. Lovat is something that will help you, another kind of one of those Airbo Sony robotic puppies, retails for about $2,800. And so this is apparently supposed to fill some kind of fundamental human need, the idea of loving and caring. I don't know. I think I would still, I mean, of course, I would still know it's a robot. Four new events have been provisionally added to the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. The new events are breakdancing, skateboarding, surfing, and climbing. Of the four new events, breakdancing seems to be causing the most controversy. Facebook posted the story yesterday about these activities, the new events, seem to focus more on criticizing breakdancing as an Olympic event. One post suggested that if breakdancing is an Olympic event, then why not hopscotch should also be added. Another post said that if breakdancing is an Olympic event, then what about Red Rover, Red Rover, the child's game? But is it really that much of a stretch for breakdancing to be an Olympic sport? The introduction of snowboarding to the Olympics in 1998 in Japan caused a lot of controversy. And I guess a lot of sports fans, a lot of Olympic fans did not consider snowboarding to be a discipline worthy of being an event at the Olympics, arguing that it was an activity of a younger renegade generation. But snowboarding-related events have become very popular, and they have definitely helped introduce the Olympics to younger generations. As a baby boomer who snowboards, I love the addition of snowboarding events, half pipe and all that stuff. And I supported the addition of snowboarding to the Olympics, but many people were critical of that. Now it's part of the Olympics. So why not skateboarding? Why not surfing? Why not climbing? Now, with the announcement, though, that breakdancing is included here, there's been criticism, and most of it seems to focus on the breakdancing. Here's the definition from dictionary.com, the definition of breakdancing. A style of acrobatic dancing originating in the mid-70s, often performed to rap music, usually by teenage males in the streets, and characterized by intricate footwork, pantomime, spinning headstands, tumbling, and elaborate improvised movements. That description of breakdancing gives it credibility as a sport. Since breakdancing was invented by America's black youth in the streets, I guess it's seen as an urban activity. And it may be difficult for some to think of it as an Olympic sport, but when you consider the activity, the physical activity involved in breakdancing, why would it not qualify? There are currently events that are part of the Summer Games that are not as challenging as breakdancing. I mean, and many might be considered child games. Did you know that badminton is an official Olympic sport? Table tennis, ping pong, an official Olympic sport. Equestrian, riding a horse, shooting, sailing, Olympics. If these are Summer Olympic sports, then why not breakdancing? But many fans of the Olympics hear breakdancing included as an Olympic sport, and they instinctively react with negativity. As far as the Facebook post comparing breakdancing to children's games, again, badminton and ping pong should be included in the child game categories. You know, there's a human tendency to resist change when change represents something that many across mainstream America and the world don't understand. But that tendency should not discredit the importance of change. And based on the current Olympic precedent, what is the argument that breakdancing should not be an Olympic event? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. All right, so what about a little robotic puppy? You think you could develop an emotional bond with that? Well, some companies are planning on that happening. Got a text here that says, where's the text? Something about, I can't find it. I get my own text and they come in so fast that I missed it. Here's a text that says, we're talking about breakdancing. Breakdancing has been introduced as a provisional sport added to the 2024 Olympics in Paris, along with skateboarding, surfing, and climbing. Breakdancing on Facebook seemed to be the one that attracted the most criticism. And why is that? It's an activity that requires physical skills. It's an activity, it's something, it's a discipline that requires physicality. I've got a text here that says, I would have won breakdancing gold back in the 80s, not so much now. Here's a text that says, you have no idea about ping pong, Scoot. No child could play it at the competitive level. Well, of course, why would you ask a child to compete with an adult? I mean, I get that. I've seen ping pong. I've seen table tennis at the competitive level. The point is that ping pong is a recreational game. And when you think about the physical activity of ping pong, why not, if that physical activity and that skill is worthy of being an Olympic game, why not breakdancing? Breakdancing defined as a style of acrobatic dancing originating in the mid-70s. It includes intricate footwork, pantomime, spinning headstands, tumbling, and elaborate improvised movements. So why wouldn't that be an Olympic sport? Here's a text that says, breakdancing is an activity, not a sport. Well, you could argue that horseback riding, equestrian stuff, is horseback riding and not really a sport. I mean, you can make arguments for all these different things. The point is, I know instinctively a lot of people would say, no to breakdancing. But think about it. Why? It really is a very, very artistic form of expression. Phil, you're on WWL.
Yeah, two things for you. How you do this blessed evening?
Okay.
Up on the breakdancing. What's wrong with breakdancing when we have the gymnasts, they have a floor routine, it is nothing but a knockoff from ballet.
Well, I understand that, yeah.
So if you have the floor routine in the Olympics, why can't breakdance be in there? Because it's more trouble for a breakdancer to perform and more strength and agility than a floor routine in the gymnast.
I agree. I've got a text here, Phil. It says ice skating is just dancing on ice. It's true. It's dancing on ice.
Yes, and then the other thing about what the robotic pet is just that America wants to create people with linuses, with the linus problem. Just like Linus had to have his blanket.
Oh.
Just like everybody has the Linus complex, they have to have a safety outlet.
You know, if you did develop an emotional bond with a robotic pet, if it got to the point where, you know, it broke and you had to get rid of it, I mean, would people want to have like a little funeral? Would they bury it?
Probably so. And then they'll probably release balloons also.
Well, can you imagine the tragedy if somebody, you know, allowing their robotic pet to get out, it gets hit by a car? The idea of that robotic pet being in the street all spread all over the place is just horrific thought. From Mid-City, Andy, welcome to our show.
Hi. I had a comment there about the robotic pet.
Yeah.
But let's make a quick comment about the climbing comment before. Seems like that you said something about doing that for speed. It seems like a sport that speed wouldn't be as important, because if you make an inaccurate move or a placement or something, you don't get a second chance or you're dead. So I wouldn't be looking for speed. I'd be looking for safety on that. All right, let's move on to the robotic pet.
Yeah.
If you remember the Woody Allen movie Sleeper from 1973.
I don't remember much about it.
But check it out. It's funny as can be. All the quips that are in it are hilarious. And if you consider the time it was done to the events that happened in it, it's really, really funny. But he's like a Rip Van Winkle transported 20 or some more years into the future. And he's in this little compound or something. They're bringing a pet, which was like a little dog pet that put on the floor and it walked around and said, hi, I think it was Rex or something like that. And we looked at it and said, oh, gee, that's fine, but does he leave little batteries on the floor?
Well, if it was realistic, yeah, I mean, it would. But see, I guess that would be one of the advantages to a robotic pet, is you wouldn't have to house train the thing. Here's a text that says, golf and baseball are activities. Well, it's. I mean, what Olympic sport is not an activity? And look, I get it. Here's what I like to do with the show. And look, these are my honest opinions and beliefs. I'm not making this up just to have a conversation with you or just to stir things up. I really understand that breakdancing could easily qualify as an Olympic sport. But I realize that there are a lot of people that just reject the notion of that because of the image of breakdancing. But before snowboarding and snowboarding events were added to the Olympics, there was that stigma about snowboarding, that this was part of a renegade younger generation, although there are baby boomers like me that love snowboarding. And so it shouldn't be part of the Olympics. Well, it is, and it should be. And if ping pong and badminton and equestrian events, shooting. I mean, I guess you could argue that shooting is a sport, but in what way? It's certainly not a sport like gymnastics. It's not a sport like basketball. But shooting is part of the Summer Olympics. So what is the argument against breakdancing actually being an Olympic sport? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. On our pop culture calendar, more drama with Van Halen on this day, June 26th, 1996. Van Halen announced that original singer David Lee Roth would rejoin the band for their greatest hits album. Sammy Hagar left the band because of creative differences and probably a desire to focus on his Cabo Wabo tequila. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Could you develop an emotional bond with a robot? I'm not talking about the prospect of sex robots. I mean, I'm sure a robotic version of a sex doll is coming. I mean, if that's your thing and nobody gets hurt, you know, go ahead and do it. But it's not my thing. I mean, if you want to, if you want to have sex with something that is like, you know, that mechanical and not really interested, I mean, isn't that why you get married? Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But I have talked to people about people have called when we've talked about the sickness of men liking to have sex with women that are unconscious, that don't move. Yeah, people bring it. Well, I'm married. Here is an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think breakdancing and skateboarding should be Olympic sports? 84% say no. 26% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Okay, so let's have this open conversation. What is the argument against breakdancing becoming an Olympic sport? I don't think there's a good argument against it. It's been added provisionally for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, along with skateboarding, surfing, and climbing. But, you know, again, I noticed yesterday when this was posted on our WWL Radio Facebook page that when I read it, most of the criticism was about breakdancing and not these other activities. So why is that? I mean, I can't breakdance. I mean, I'm just not part of that generation, but I mean, I just can't. I mean, I guess I could have if I was part of that generation. I mean, I know I would have tried, but it is a very acrobatic activity. I mean, there's a lot of things to judge in terms of style. Isn't that what we use to judge the floor exercise at the Summer Olympics? I mean, a lot of Olympic events are based on the style. Here's a text that says, breakdancing versus ice dancing. Yeah, I don't see a difference. Here's a text that says, who wouldn't want to tell other countries you got served? Breakdancing seems legit and definitely fun to watch. I mean, I think it would be. But again, a lot of people who watch the Olympics, a lot of sports enthusiasts are going to just immediately say, no, that's not a sport. But yet there are aspects of the Olympics that you can argue really aren't sports. Here's some breaking news this afternoon. The Senate has passed a version of a border bill. Now it goes back to the House. We'll see what happens there. The Republicans control the Senate. The Democrats control the House. Also, this was a sad tweet earlier today from the bounty hunter, Dog Chapman. The text reads, it's 5:52 in Hawaii. This is the time she would wake up and go hike Cocoa Head Mountain. Only today, she hiked the Stairway to Heaven. We all love you, Beth. See you on the other side. Beth Chapman, I passed away earlier today. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text, then why isn't cheerleading a sport harder than breakdancing? Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you can make that argument, but I guess it depends on how you do it. I mean, I can see breakdancing being as challenging as cheerleading. And, you know, what I love to do, though, is I love to, you know, as a person, I like to do this, and I love to do it on the show. I like to challenge the status quo sometimes. And I like to challenge our instincts to resist change, our instincts to be against something just because we don't understand it. And that is a big, big part of America today, just being against something because you don't get it or because it represents a change. You know, and I would think that when you think about all the countries that would enter breakdancing, I mean, wouldn't the United States have an advantage? I mean, like with basketball, with some sports, with, well, not with hockey. I mean, with hockey, you've got Eastern European countries and Russia and Canada that have an advantage over us. But there are sports that we have an advantage over others in. And we did really well in snowboarding in the past. So again, I don't understand what the argument is against making breakdancing an Olympic sport. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Hey, if you're stuck in traffic, man, we're going to do the best we can to just distract you and update you on what's going on. Just remember, it's not your fault. You're stuck in that traffic. It's not your fault. You didn't do it. So just, you know, take a deep breath, relax, and try not let it allow it to change your whole mood. And so tonight, some of the Democrats are going to debate tonight and tomorrow night. What would be a good drinking word or phrase? Every time you hear this word or phrase during the debate tonight, you take a sip of your drink. And at the end of it, you'd be drunk. What should the word or phrase be? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. It was on this day, June the 26th, 1975. Sonny and Cher's divorce was finalized in Santa Monica, California. They were married in 1964. 4 days after the divorce, Cher married Greg Allman. I mean, can you imagine that couple, Greg Allman and Cher? And I mean, 4 days after the divorce? So were she and Greg, you know, were they involved? Were they doing it before the divorce? Did she leave Did she leave Sonny for Greg Allman? One thing stands out in my mind about Cher's marriage to Greg Allman. Oh, by the way, you know how long they were married? 9 days. So Cher gets divorced. 4 days later, she marries Greg Allman. 9 days later, they get divorced. And by the way, they have a child together. So in the 9 days, I don't know, maybe it was, I didn't figure out the math on that, but Elijah Blue, I think, was the son's name. But I remember Cher once being asked, did she regret her marriage to Greg Allman? Because it was, you know, kind of a travesty in a way. And she said something that I thought is so important. And for those of you who have gone through divorce, for those of you who absolutely hate your ex, remember what Cher said about Greg Allman. She said, for whatever reason, God wanted us to come together and create that child. And so for that reason, I will never regret being married to Greg Allman. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you think breakdancing and skateboarding should be Olympic events? 70% say no, 30% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. And from Algiers Point, Chicky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this breakdance, I mean, it's a form of art, right? How are you going to judge it?
Why would you not judge breakdancing the same way you would judge the floor exercises?
Well, the floor exercises also have, like, certain required physically challenging things to go do.
Well, they can add that. When they brought in snowboarding, there were certain things that were required, if I'm not mistaken. There were certainly things, that, certain moves, certain, maybe, I don't know, you had to do certain aspects of snowboard, certain things to qualify. So they could just say, you have to do this, you have to do that, maybe you have to do a head spin. I mean, they could add those criteria.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it falls more on the side of art, and that's hard to judge one thing against the other. But the thing I wanted to see for the Democratic debates, I mean, I'm kind of one of these, you know, I think like a lot of people and even a growing number of people in Louisiana, anybody but Trump. So I'm fine with any of the candidates that's running against him. But the word I think that we should maybe be listening to is, you know, about these camps where these little kids are being put in and tortured and dying. They're dying down there. I mean, it's kind of a sad thing, and it's really horrible that that's what our country has devolved into under Trump, that we terrorized immigrants like this. And they're sleeping under tinfoil blankets. I mean, that's on concrete floors.
Chicky, look, I know it's bad. And earlier in the show, we were talking about that heartbreaking picture of the Salvadoran father and his 23-month-old daughter with her arm around his neck. They are lying face down dead. They drowned in the Rio Grande. I don't think the immigration problem is totally Trump's problem, and not just because of Trump. But it's interesting that President Trump has been really tough with immigration and hasn't been able to do what he wants to do because of the Democrats, obviously. But he's been really a tough talker. Like, don't come here. And yet, more and more people surge forward. In fact, the more his rhetoric ramps up, it seems like the more people want to come to this country. Here's a text that says, divorce should be an Olympic sport. Well, yeah, I mean, there's something that's that can be quite physical. I mean, it shouldn't be, but it can be quite physical, very challenging. And, yeah, I can see where you would be judged on the style of divorce, the way you handle it all. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.